Blog Talk Radio.
Revolutionary greetings and hope, chapter. Welcome to the Word from the Point Gold Cup Network podcast and radio show. My name is Kwame Benta, and I'm going to be your host today on this Friday. And it is November the 6th, 2020, and we're broadcasting once again live at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We do this show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this exact same time to share information that you normally will not get from your major media outlet or the educational system that most of us are participants in. Today is Factual Friday, and so what we're going to be talking about is a few facts on this day. And I want to start off by saying that the program is very deep. It is deep. You see, this illusion of inclusion, it runs in all ethnic groups, all ethnic groups. Every year, you know that the wealth gap continues to get wider and wider. No matter which major party you vote for, it continues to get wider and wider because they are beholden to the corporations that control the policies that make the laws. And do you know that most crimes are because of economics? Until we make financial education a priority in our homes, the wealth gap will continue to get wider and wider and wider. To many, financial literacy is like a foreign language. But if you know like I know, you would probably try your best to become versed in both languages, the language that you speak and financial literacy, because until we do that, the wealth gap is going to continue to get wider, and we're not going to ever be able to close this wealth gap. So what we have to do, we have to understand one thing, first and foremost, is that gold is money. Gold is money. And everything else is credit. And once you learn this and take action, you can start building generational wealth for you and your family and help others along the way do the exact same thing. And you will never, ever be poor again. And I know some of you are probably saying, well, why is gold money? Well, the real definition of money that they didn't teach us in school, and I have a encyclopedia over there in my bookshelf, a dictionary of a financial dictionary, and gold isn't even listed in there as money. But if you look at the Constitution of the United States, you'll find that the gold is money. And if you understand that gold must be money must be a safe store of value and wealth. It must be worth more or the same in the future as it is today. And the dollar, a no fiat currency, can measure up to that. Period. That's just the way it is. Let me give you some numbers just in case you haven't gotten the picture yet. In 1920, you could purchase a brand new vehicle for about $645 US, or you can use a kilogram of gold to get that vehicle. Now today, fast forward to 2020, a brand new vehicle probably will cost you about $40,000. A nice vehicle, about $40,000, or the same kilogram of gold. So what happened? the fiat currency, the U.S. dollar, lost its value. It's losing its buying power. And this is why the wealth gap continues to get wider and wider, and why we cannot pass on generational wealth. Because we never learned what real money is. You see, we think that if we're saving paper, that we are accumulating wealth, but we're not, because it's a liability. You see, a liability takes away your money, and an asset brings you money. There's a book called by Robert Kiyosaki called Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and one of the major themes of that book is the knowing the difference between an asset and a liability. You know, a lot of people even think that their house is an asset. But it's not really an asset because it's taking away your money. It's taking away your cash because you have to pay a mortgage, you have to pay utilities, you have to pay maintenance and all those things. So it's not really an asset. So you want to learn what an asset is. And there are many types of assets. And residual income is an asset. And what is residual income? That's when you learn how to make money while you sleep. That doesn't require 100% of your effort. It's when you can do one thing one time and get paid over and over and over for doing that one thing. And just the fact in the act of saving in gold, you start to earn while you sleep because the value of the gold will continue to increase. It'll never end up like the U.S. dollar, worthless, because in history, every fiat currency has returned to zero in value. Historically, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They have about a 30-year run, and the U.S. dollar is about on its 49th year. Richard Nixon in 1971, temporarily, 49 years ago, suspended the convertibility of the U.S. dollar into gold. And ever since then, the dollar has lost its buying power. And it became a fiat currency. You can go in your bank, if they allow you in bank, and ask the teller if they ever heard of a fiat currency. And they'll probably tell you no. You see, they work in the banking industry and don't even know what a fiat currency is. You can ask the manager of the bank. He'll probably, or she'll probably, won't even be able to tell you what a fiat currency is. And you know why Richard Nixon suspended the convertibility of the dollar into gold? Because they needed to continue to fund the Vietnam War. They needed to be able to militarize the police departments. And so that's why the treasurer, the Federal Reserve, is basically able to create cash out of thin air now. At one point in time, before the age of computers, they just used to just print. It was just a printing paper made out of cotton fiber and making us think that it's money, when it's really just a piece of paper that we use to acquire goods and services. Now, you know what the wealthy do with that paper or that currency? They learn how to exchange that for an asset, something that's going to make money for them, so they don't have to spend their entire life working for money. You see, if we don't learn how to put our money to work for us, we don't learn how to make money while we are asleep, we'll work for somebody else until we can't work anymore. So I'm looking for some warriors. And what warrior stands for is working at receiving residual income over regular salary. And that can come in many different forms. It can come in writing a book. It can come in real estate. It can come in precious metals. But what we are trying to focus on here specifically is saving in gold, practicing wealth principle number one, and that's to pay yourself first. You see, a portion of everything that you earn should be yours to keep forever, beyond your lifetime. But you want to make sure that you're paying yourself in something that's going to move money to you and not move money away from you. And so if you're saving paper, if you're saving cotton, you're losing because of inflation. So we have for you an opportunity to open up a free gold savings account through our company, which is not my company, but I'm a part of this company called Freebay. And we operate in over 140 countries. You can open this account for free. It's easier to open up a Freebay account than it is to open up a regular paper account. And you can save as little as $8 at a time whenever you want to. You don't need to have $1,000 and thousands of dollars to get started. And you can share this with other people. Teach them the power of saving in gold to get us free from the current system of debt, wage slavery, and overtaxation. Because now you can start a home-based business, a global home-based business, teaching people the power of saving in gold, which is God's money. You see, because gold was created when the planet was created. And all the gold that's on the planet today is the same gold that was here in the beginning. Gold is eternal. It can't be destroyed. It can't burn up like paper can. And eventually, those greenbacks, those U.S. dollars or whatever fiat currency your country uses to acquire goods and services to make purchases with, is going to return to zero in value. It's just a matter of time. The only thing that's propping it up and keeping it going is continuous war after war, robbing and pillaging the indigenous resources of other people. And, you know, we as a people should have advanced to a point where we shouldn't be fighting over the resources of the planet. But because of the system that we live under, it's going to continue until we get out of line and stop supporting an imperialist evil empire. So we're trying to show you how to detach monetary system of debt. We're trying to show you a better way, a road to freedom, so we can have less crime, less poverty, and less homelessness. We are the vanguard, bringing you information that you're not going to get from the television, the television, your educational system, and most of our parents don't even know, because the information has been hidden from us for so very long. But it's available now today for those who seek the truth and want to know that there's a better way. We have the better way. We have presentations 6 days a week, 12 noon and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Wealth Builders Worldwide, who I'm a part of, great organization of leaders and people who want to help you get free. All you have to do is plug in so that you can believe in what we have is definitely the solution that we all need. We all need to be saving, but we need to make sure we're saving in the right now. Once you learn that gold is money and start taking action, your life will change like never before, because you'll have in your possession the kings and queens have, always have, and has gold. Gold is the money of kings and queens. Silver is the money of gentlemen and gentlewomen. And barter is the money for peasants. And debt is the money of slaves. You see, slavery is just another form of debt. Debt is another form of slavery. We just don't know that because the system don't want you to know. We all got that program, that 40-40 plan. Worked for 40 years, retired for 40% of income. We struggled off working 40 hours a week until we can't work anymore. We have a solution. There's a link here that you can find out more. Be safe, peace, power, and love.
Dude.
Disturbing.